This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Are you an embarrassment on the dance floor? Do you confuse state capitals, make runny scrambled eggs, and read too many celebrity gossip magazines? Do you drink milk straight from the carton, think trigonometry is a planet, and snore louder than a Kodiak bear? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care. Because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you bite your nails like they're a snack food, think an MP3 is a computer virus, can't tell a right angle from an acute, constantly lose the remote, can't parallel park, confuse hip-hop with double dutch, and are afraid of spiders, dentists, and clowns, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Want to do
when I get sad,
kids.
I stop being sad jobs, like and sales, be awesome maybe instead. Just true story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Welcome, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on a post 4th of July, long extended weekend. Glad that you are back with us today. You know what? We're going to be out of the studio the rest of the week, so we're just enjoying this hour, taking you up to the lunch hour here on ESPN Radio. 1-888-455-3776, the phone number, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you'd like to shoot us an email, something happened over the weekend, comment on anything. The Royals winners of 8 out of the last 11 games, except the one time they were on national TV. They do get blown away and look like chumps. But, Douglas, glad to have you back in the studio.
Wait a minute.
And
Do we have to work? What is going on?
I've got one deal.
Somebody just called, said, hey, you got a show. Get in there. What?
Just today, then we can play other places the rest of the week.
We're going to Bogart's tomorrow, Computer Hardware Thursday, our hot dog eating contest Friday at the Hilltop Mall. Folks, we've got a small list right now. We would love to have you be a part of the hot dog contest. We're going to be out with the Tri-City Storm the rest of the week at all of our locations that we just mentioned, and we do have a variety of folks that will be competing, still under contract negotiations with our defending champion, Pug Bertrand, and Kobayashi, hoping not to have anybody arrested at our hot dog eating contest Friday. Folks, we'd love to have you. If you want more information, get a hold of us, but it's simple. You sit down for a half hour, you eat hot dogs. It's not like what you saw on TV Sunday, but there is a little contest to it. And we invite everybody to come up to the mall, even if you don't want to compete. We've got great prizes for all the entrants, good prize for our winner. And all you have to do is email the show, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can call 888-455-ESPN and give Merritt your information, and it's Friday from 11 to 1.
Heard one of the worst excuses I've heard in a long time. You know what? I'm going to throw this guy under the bus because it's apparent that he's afraid. Every year we talk about how our friend James Valdez wants to get in the hot dog eating contest. Worst excuse ever, I think I can't get out of work. Bark, 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 bark. If you're afraid, just say you're afraid.
Now you talk for 300 days, and then, oh.
It's going to work.
Oh, whatever. You just
don't be afraid.
Oh, I can't. Oh. Love to have you.
You know, anyway, Doug, over the weekend, and I don't know why this is a pet peeve of mine, but the junk emails flood in, you know, and everybody gets them, you know, whether you've signed up for it doesn't matter. I love the Husker updates that Lincoln Journal Star sends me. I could do without the advertisements for the Valentino's Buffet in Lincoln that's six, whatever. I could do without the spa treatment, you know, those emails. But if you're the guy at your company that's forced, or gal at your company that's forced to send out, we will be closed on July 4th when it falls on a Sunday, if you have to send out that email That's got to be. What you just get done? What, sweeping the parking lot? I mean, it's got to be a bad deal if you're the one that says our business will be closed, and everybody gets one of those from their company. We will be closed on Independence Day, July 4th, so allow our employees time to spend with their friends and family. It's on a Sunday this year. You're closed anyway. It's one of those emails, and it happens with Christmas, it happens with Easter, it happens with several different holidays. Seriously, do you need to send out that on Christmas afternoon when I'm doing an insurance claim? No, you're not doing an insurance claim at 2 o'clock on Christmas Day. I don't need to call the home office. I've got that figured out. But I just felt bad when I deleted that email this morning, thinking about the guy that had to write that. Seriously, do you need to write that email and send it out to Matt, send it out to the troops? Thanks a lot for clearing that up. Glad you weren't open. Glad you got to spend that day with your family.
How'd the Shack do? I heard it was a sellout.
Shit, you know what? Kids are smiling. Kids smiled all day long. It was, I got to be, I was pretty happy. A lot of people smiled.
Cool. Can't wait for lunch. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us to the Debt Popper inbox, home of the Arm Aligning. Get your free estimate. Get your vehicle in tow, whether it's been in a storm or whether it just needs a little help. They can take care of you at the Debt Popper. And the Debt Popper inbox address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show today, Steve Sponberg is going to join us. He is the head coach of the Kearney Arunza Legion team, who won the Cornhusker League championship last night. Plus, the Cornhusker League All-Star game is tonight. So we'll talk a little bit about both of those. And they did have their long winning streak snapped over the weekend, so now we can have them on. They had won 24-5 in a row, went 3-1 at the Mike Peterson tournament over the weekend. They might have to play Lincoln Southwest again on Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, because of the way things worked out. They got rained out in Lincoln on Sunday. A lot of rain all over the place. But anyway, Steve's going to join us. They are 32-4 on the season. And districts is right around the corner, or area tournaments, as you see fit. And it's amazing. We'll be into Legion area tournaments and state by the end of the month. So Steve's going to join us. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, as we welcome you back for another full week, first full week of the Doug and Daddy Show. And later this week, How close are we? It's time for 12 teams in 12 days as we begin our college football preview, and it begins later this week. We will preview each one of the teams still in the Big 12 Conference coming up this week. So get ready for that.
It's already time as we look ahead to Big 12 Media Days, the 26th, 27th, 28th. Of this month.
Daddy and I will be in Dallas to hear from everybody. Nebraska is one of the first teams up, and we should have them the first day.
They've always been one of
I think there's a little tweak this year. Maybe one team moves, but usually it's the same four on the first day and the same. The problem is the morons put Oklahoma and Texas on the same day. Why? Why would you do that?
Yeah, you think you'd break up the Big Three.
But anyway, and this was done before the merging or the breakup thereof. So that gets me to my, are you kidding me? New Texas Tech football coach Tommy Tuberville, publicly reprimanded by the Big 12 after an interview in which he questioned the future of the conference.
I saw it.
Just again, now you're just looking like morons, okay, guys? If you want to bring Tommy aside and say, hey, maybe at least for the near future, guys, let's keep it under wraps. But don't make a big deal out of this, because Tommy Tuberville didn't make a big deal out of this. He was just being honest. He was in an interview with Rivals Radio, said there's too much disparity between all the teams. We have a 10-team league right now, but I just don't know how long that's going to last, to be honest with you. So he's skeptical about the conference's staying power. So Dan Beebe gets to throw the hammer down on Tommy Tuberville, saying his comments, quote, were unfortunate and contrary to the very strong feelings of unity expressed publicly and privately by the Big 12 Board of Directors and Athletic Directors. Really, Dan? Where are those feelings? And where have we heard them? I haven't heard them. Have you heard them?
Everything's pretty quiet coming out of those meetings in Kansas City.
Beebe's statement, stern in tone, hinted that this was a warning, quote, "In deciding to reprimand Coach Tuberville, I took into account that this is a first-time offense and that he has committed to adhere to the rules and contribute to strengthen the conference. If not for these factors, a more significant penalty would be assessed and will be if there are any future violations." Dear Dan Beebe, really?
Doug, obviously they're not going to be a league championship game with the 10 teams. All those teams wanted a league championship game. Everybody knows that. The vote was 11-1. The one person dissenting was Tom Osborne. Where are the teams going to be that they get? They got to be clamoring for a title game. They all wanted one in the past. Why wouldn't they want one now?
Be interesting to see what happens with the Jerry Dome. It could be the final Big 12 championship game ever. And with one of the key cogs out in Utah, then you got to look at where you're looking for any expansion. They're looking to survive right now. I don't think they're worried about a championship. That they will be. It's on the plate. But right now, they need to look to survive. And Tommy Tuberville coming in was just making, saying what everybody else is thinking. Boy, I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how long this can last, but it looks like maybe expansion talk will be put to bed for a little while longer. Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN. What caught your eye over the weekend, Daddy?
Well, I would say, first of all, Wimbledon and how easy it was. We saw some great matches throughout, and then the final just bleh. I mean, it's, you expected for the match that went 72-68, and you got highlights of this tennis tournament that you go out of your way and you care about a little bit because it's a major championship, and then all of a sudden you get to the final and it's just an utter beatdown. That culminates into nothing. I guess the soccer little stands out a little bit because the upset to Brazil. Brazil getting thrown out by the Dutch. That stands out a little bit over the weekend.
They play Uruguay today. Semifinal. It's almost over. It's almost over. Scott Steinbrück, sorry. It's almost over. And may I say, thank God, it's almost over. You talk about the two matches of the entire World Cup that probably nobody, I mean, the least, today, Uruguay, Netherlands. Boy, can't wait to have that here on ESPN radio and television. And then tomorrow, Spain. Take it on the Germans.
That's a championship right there.
Of course, that's a championship right there. And then the third place game and championships this weekend here on ESPN. Daddy, why is Idaho, Nebraska not getting a little love here? Pay-per-view's up $10, by the way.
Yeah, Idaho was a bull team last year, scored a bunch of points.
And again, let's play at 11:30 in the morning, which is 10:30 in the morning Idaho time. Way to work things out there, boys. 6 o'clock against Western Kentucky, 11:30 in the morning against Idaho, which was exactly what Nebraska. This is a pattern, folks. If the first two games are going to be horrible and they're going to be pay-per-view, Nebraska's again going to start off the season with a 6 o'clock kickoff and then come right back the next week with an 11:30 kickoff.
Are those the only two times you can have pay-per-view games, apparently?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I think
there's rules back and forth. There's a 1:30 slot if we went through this.
And
last
I thought
year.
That would come into play because Brazil lost to the Netherlands. I figured that was in that contract as well. You know, when you get upsets like that, I think there's a lot of weird things that go into that. But I think the two real slots, the only time you can have the pay-per-view games because it conflicts with other games going on the major networks, and it's in that contract, is about 11:30 and 6:30. So, I mean, you don't have a lot of options there. At least it's on TV. At least it's on pay-per-view. I really thought Idaho, a better football team than that, a better football team. You know, I thought somebody would pick them up. For the games you're going to be able to see on TV that week.
Yeah, you would have thought that would have been on Fox. And well, whatever. I mean, you got to look at the schedule. You could put the game at any time, and that's not going to be the case. I think that's the most interesting of the home games, obviously, is Idaho, and we'll find out. An 11:30 in the morning contest. It's the fifth time in the past six seasons Nebraska has opened the season with a home night game. So those two pay-per-view, we'll find out how as the rest of the season progresses. They'll probably have another pay-per-view there with the final non-conference game. And then, of course, Kansas State, Colorado, and Washington games are all televised on ABC or ESPN.
Of course, Nathan Enderle, the starting quarterback for the Vandals.
Out of North Platte, Nebraska. So that will be an interesting week leading up to that. But, folks, it's really unbelievable. Thursday, we have 12 shows till we go to Big 12 Media Days. 12 shows, which means 12 teams in 12 days. And we will start that off as the week progresses. We'll mix them up. We'll go a little north. We'll go a little south. And, of course, then we will preview Nebraska. It looks like Friday, July 23rd. We haven't hammered home all the guests yet on that one. But usually we have our roundtable on that Friday, the 23rd of July. Let's take a break on the Doug and Danny Show. We're going to talk a little more football. We're going to talk baseball with Kearney Renzo coach Steve Sponberg and a whole lot more. We'd love to hear from you. Get signed up for the hot dog eating contest and shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamins is Complete Nutrition. And this week, the first Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the month, get 22% off everything for our preferred member days. That's 22% off all exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, vitamins, and herbs. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is asking you the right questions to get you the right products you need to reach your goals. And when it comes to helping you lose weight, increase energy, burn fat, or build muscle mass, nobody gets you results like Complete Nutrition, period. So get in this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for our preferred member days and save 22% off everything only at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Revive Inc., doing business as Horizon Recovery and Counseling Center, the Unity Houses are proud to present Doug Halleck and Broken in Concert Friday, July 9th. It's a Recovery in the Park celebration at Brickyard Park. There will be a free barbecue at 6 o'clock. Bring a friend and hear the message of Doug Halleck and Broken.
I have battled so much addiction, always wanted to control.
Come hear the message, addiction, salvation, and recovery.
We want to give hope to the hopeless, life to the lifeless, and we think we have a message.
Gotta love, gotta love.
The free barbecue takes place at 6 o'clock, and free concert is at 7 at Brickyard Park, Friday, July 9th. You're welcome to bring a dessert to share. There will be free ice cream to the first 300 children under 15. Free will donations are accepted. For more information on Doug Halleck and Broken, call 402-462-2066. That's 402-462-2066.
For nearly every police officer, deputy, or campus security officer, there's a family waiting and praying for their safety, and a public thankful for the sacrifice. This Saturday at Harmon Park, law enforcement officers and families will be honored with a Meet the Cops picnic. The public is invited. Sponsored by Crime Stoppers of Kearney and Buffalo County, Saturday 11 to 3, no admission charge. Free will donations will be accepted.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in.
Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
Kearney Yamaha's sizzling summer sale is this weekend in their parking lot. Choose from over 200 new and pre-owned Yamaha cruisers, ATVs, UTVs, and personal watercraft. Some models priced below wholesale prices.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha. Stop in for free food, free prizes, and huge savings on hundreds of new and pre-owned Yamahas. Certain models are limited, so be sure to come early to cash in on the savings.
Summer comes only once a year, so don't miss out on the sizzling summer sale this weekend at Kearney Yamaha.
Sky stays sunny to partly cloudy across the area today with a spotty chance of a storm late. Highs reach the upper 80s with southeast winds 5 to 10. There's a slight chance of storms tonight with lows near 65. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. And Daddy could be Darren Erstad's coming to the Huskers. What do you think about that? To the Huskers.
You know what? It's a start in the right direction. I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, just hearing comments made, you know, the last couple weeks about Nebraska baseball, people thinking, you know, what's the pitching coach done? Supposed to be this and that. What's Dave Bingham done in his role? Well, what the hell's Mike Anderson done in his role? The deal's collapsing. You know what? There's a breath of fresh air. Maybe get some people off their backs a little bit. Let's see what Darren can do coming in. I think it's an exciting time for Nebraska baseball to get a legend in the game. Only person ever to win a gold glove as an outfielder and an infielder in Major League Baseball.
He will be the team's hitting coach, and last year played with Houston, 14-year career. Was a number one pick back in 1995. Well, last night, as everyone was wrapping up their holiday weekend, it was the Cornhusker League Championship games played at Memorial Field, and because of the rain in Lincoln, it ended up, instead of Kearney playing at Lincoln in the junior game and Lincoln playing at Kearney in the senior game, it worked out. I don't care which way it was. It was nice to have all the fans in one place, and especially this time around for Kearney, they both brought home the championships last night. 7-3 in the juniors game over Lincoln Southwest, same way in the seniors game, but that was 3-0. Kearney got a 2-0 lead in the first inning, and it was a pitcher's duel after that.
Yeah, Coach Sponberg joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach
Steve Sponberg, of course.
Coach, congratulations on a great win and a great, great start. I guess, well, almost an end of your season as we're almost through it.
Well, thank you very much. Our kids have really worked hard and played hard, and we've got a great team as far as not large in numbers, but they've all contributed throughout the year, and that was the case again last night. We got some great pitching. We didn't know if the two runs early in the game were going to hold up or not, but Chandler Clutie went out and threw a great game for us and was in pretty much control most of the ball game. I thought we played well defensively behind him and got just enough hits to score enough runs to win.
Coach, they came out, Lincoln did right away there in the first inning and put the pressure on. It seemed like after the call and the double play, you guys were able to really kind of deflate them right there.
Well, I think it was a big play, and that's what we kind of done all year. We played pretty well defensively, and our pitching staff's been solid. Coach Matt Connett works with those guys, and they've done a great job all year of getting on top of hitters. And like I said, we got a big double play in that first inning, and like you said, it deflated him somewhat, I think. And, you know, I thought the first couple innings Chandler was did a decent job but wasn't in total command. And then I thought through the middle innings he really settled in and got some big strikeouts for us. And when they put people in scoring position, he was able to reach back, maybe get a little bit extra and get a big strikeout or get a ball hit on the ground, and our defense played well behind him.
Coach, I felt like late in the game Southwest was applying some pressure, and then your second baseman made the diving play to stop a run from scoring, and I thought that just killed all the momentum they had.
Well, it was a huge play. It wasn't a play that recorded an out with it, but Derek Schreiner at second base took a ball up the middle and dove for it and knocked it down that prevented the runner from second from coming in to score, which would have made it at that point a 2-1 game. And obviously the game's played a lot differently at 2-1, so it remained 2-0, and we were fortunate to get the third out in the inning. And then we came up the next inning and got a leadoff single and then moved him with a sacrifice bunt, and then Blake Johnson hit a loop single to right field to put people at first and third, and then we were fortunate on the sacrifice fly. I know Derek didn't hit the ball real deep, but we were going to actually bluff and try to draw a throw because we had Landanger on deck, and he'd been one of our better hitters. But when the center fielder caught it and transferring the ball, it kind of flew out of his hand, so we were able to pick up a third run there, and that was really important. So rather than being, like you said, in that inning, a 2-1 game, without the play from Schreiner, it ends up being 3-0 and gives you at least a little bit of a cushion going into the last inning.
Coach, just a little cue shot off the end of the bat for Blake Johnson. He's able to knock it right over the first baseman's head. How deflating was that for their pitcher, do you think, late in the ballgame like that?
Well, I think it's tough. We've had some of those things happen to us. He makes a good pitch, and he hit it right off the end of the bat. And we were fortunate to have a run. You know, the first baseman was playing in, again, maybe anticipating a bunt, because Blake does have some decent speed, so the ball gets over his head. And obviously the runner at second wasn't able to go right away because we didn't know if he was going to catch the ball. So we end up with people at first and third, and one of our, you know, better hitters at the plate in Derek Schreiner, and we felt like, you know, we were in a good situation if we could put the ball in play.
Steve Sponberg is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach for a number of years with Kearney Runza. Coach, you're playing a lot of ball games. You came off the Mike Peterson tournament over the weekend where finally had the winning streak snapped. You guys just continue to roll along, but obviously it's straining your pitching because you're going to have to play again tomorrow night. Talk a little bit about how you're coming through that with more than just Chandler.
Well, I think the thing has been, and that's been one of the things that we've been able to build a decent record just simply because of our depth and our pitching staff. And, you know, I thought we got great pitching over the weekend when we played in Lincoln. That's a very difficult tournament. You know, Dylan Schroeder and Derek Schreiner threw Friday, and we both were able to get wins there. And I thought they pitched very well, and I thought we defended well, and we hit the ball pretty decently over the weekend. And then we lost to Beatrice in a game that they very much deserved to win the game. We left nine guys on, so we had some opportunities, but you have to give their pitcher a lot of credit. He threw very well and was tough in key situations. So after dropping that game, we went to a game, a must-win really Saturday, to get us in what would be the final four of that tournament. And Zach Devin stepped up, a guy that probably hasn't played as much but has pitched very, very well for us, and throws a two-hit shutout against Lincoln High. So it puts us into the final four. We were set to throw Taylor Fish on Sunday, but he wasn't, obviously with the rain, we weren't able to play. We kind of saved Chandler for this Monday game, so we'll come back with Taylor Fish tomorrow. He'll throw against Lincoln North Star. We play at 5:30 in Lincoln. Lincoln Northeast and Lincoln Southwest are the other two teams, so if we're fortunate enough to win the 5:30 game, then we'll come back at 8 o'clock. And actually, due to the rain, we think Derek Schreiner and Dylan Schroeder would both be ready, but we do have Nick Higgins, it's ready to go, and so I think we're set fairly decently pitching-wise considering the number of games we played.
Coach, you knew the expectations were awfully high entering this season, coming off back-to-back-to-back championships by those junior teams and Coach Archer's had sent to you. What's got to improve if you guys are going to make a run at a state title here?
Well, I think we have to be consistent offensively. I think early in the year we pitched very well, and I've always said pitching and defense win games, and if you can do those two things, you're in games, and then if you can get a key hit or a big play or make a big pitch, you got a chance to win against some of the better teams. But I think the concern that we have is we have to be consistent offensively. The last 2.5 weeks or so, we've hit the ball extremely well. We had 7 hits last night, and although we didn't threaten a number of times, we got some key hits when we had to, like we talked about earlier. But we have to be consistent offensively. And then the second aspect is, although we have, you know, I think 7 or 8 pitchers, Chandler has the potential to be a real stopper, as he showed last night against some of the better teams around. But we don't have a guy that's probably going to go out and strike out, you know, double-digit people and keep you in a game against really good teams that hold people to, and have our pitchers hold people to, you know, 2 or 3 runs. So obviously our offense is going to be important, and I think that's a big concern, that if we run into that number one like we did against Beatrice and like we've done occasionally during the year, we've got to be able to score enough runs to win and help our pitching staff can hold them to a manageable number where we can score and win.
Another minute here with Kearney Runza coach Steve Sponberg as tonight is the Cornhusker League All-Star Game. Chandler Cloutier, Alex Johnson, Brandon Landanger representing Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, all on the West team. Coach, just your thoughts about the All-Star Game and what the kids try to accomplish in this.
Well, I think it's a great situation in the fact they get a chance to play in a one-game scenario against with people that we've competed against all year in our half of the league and against some of the people in the other half. It's a nice reward, I guess, for having what I think is a very good season. I think Chandler obviously has pitched and played well for us. Alex Johnson's our leading hitter. He's hitting about .452 and has been very consistent all year. And then Brandon Landanger's probably just had a tremendous year, hitting over .400 for us after an unfortunate year last year where he broke his foot and wasn't able to play. He got about 5 or 6 games in and then wasn't able to play. So he's had a fantastic year. So it's a great reward for those three people. They'll go over there and work out a little bit, and then they feed him, take some pictures, and play the game. And I think it's just a game where you compete hard to win, but you get an opportunity to maybe show other people what you can do. And I know our kids will represent our program very, very well, and I know they'll play extremely hard.
Coach, last thought here with the area tournament just around the corner. Who's going to be your main competition there?
Well, you know, I know we've been fortunate against Hastings to be able to beat them three or four times, but each game's been very, very difficult. And so they all worry me, to be honest with you. And Hastings is one in particular. It looks like we're going to probably have to play them the first game. And they've got solid pitching, and I've seen them in times where they've really hit the ball well. So we're very concerned about our first game against Hastings. North Platte is a team that when I think they throw their number one or two pitcher are very difficult and can cause a lot of problems for people. They hit the ball well. Twin Cities is the unknown again for us. We haven't played them, but from what I understand, have a couple of decent pitchers too. So, you know, although we've had a solid season, it goes back to 0-0 next week. So we're going to have to play one inning at a time, one game at a time. And, you know, we think if we play well, we can be in the ball game with opportunities to win late. And if our kids step up, like we said, and make a play or get a big hit, we got an opportunity to win.
Coach, you guys have always went out of your way to schedule the best teams in the state. Have you played the best teams in the state this year on your schedule?
I think for the most part we have. We haven't ran into Millard West. We thought we might in this Lincoln tournament, and then they got upset by Lincoln Northeast. I think they've only lost three games all year. They're like 38-3, and from what I understand talking to the people that we've played, they're probably the elite team right now. A couple of years ago, I know in the junior level, they had two teams that were outstanding, and one made it to state, knocking out the other team. So those kids are combined now, and they're having a great year. But I think other than that, we've played all the Millards. We're going to see Millard North this weekend in Kearney. We've played Millard South. I think we've played all of the Lincoln teams. We've played West Side. So we feel like our schedule will prepare us for the district tournament. And, again, if we're fortunate enough to get through that, the state tournament, because we've played some of the best teams in the state and faced a lot of the better pitchers.
I think it's safe to say you're off the hot seat now, Coach.
Thank you, Tony. That means a lot to me, I'll tell you.
We had you on at the start of the year, and we thought with those kids coming up.
We?
Yeah, actually, you were the one that started that talk.
Yeah, yeah. Coach, congratulations. Keep things rolling with the kids, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. Steve Sponberg, head coach of Kearney, runs a 32-4 coming off the Cornhusker League Championship game last night. Area tournament's right around the corner. They still got some big games this weekend. Cornhusker League All-Star game, and then they're going to try and finish up that 4th of July Mike Peterson tournament tomorrow in Lincoln. So there you go. Also playing tonight in that All-Star game for Hastings, John LeMaster, Ryan Bender, Zach Hollister, and for Grand Island, Max Aube, Justin Brown, and A.J. Fruchtel. So some real good kids playing in that. Steve Ellingsworth of Hastings 5 points is the coach of the West. Game time at Ryder Park tonight in Grand Island is set for 7 o'clock.
That's Jim LeMaster's boy, our friend from over in Hastings.
There you go. Also, the Mid-Nebraska League holding its championship games on Thursday in the senior division. Ogallala is unbeaten. They won the West title, and they'll host the game against St. Paul. So St. Paul will be playing Ogallala. And when the juniors come alive, we still have a little issue there. We'll see who plays. In the East, 5 points and Aurora are battling. And in the West, Broken Bow and Ogallala are playing for the Mid-Nebraska League titles. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be back. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia after this.
They're going to jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids. And don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sky stays sunny to partly cloudy across the area today with a spotty chance of a storm late. Highs reach the upper 80s with southeast winds 5 to 10. There's a slight chance of storms tonight with lows near 65. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Oh my God.
Dang and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 888-455-ESPN. You can also give us a buzz, 888-455-3776, and the email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Well, it's been a long week, a long weekend, a lot going on. You're probably feeling a little sluggish today. Well, folks, you need to hear this, especially if you're a guy over 30. Stamina gone.
Yep.
Gain weight.
Yep.
Attack the fat then with the new Charger Pack,
yeah,
found only at Complete Nutrition. And that is in the Archway Plaza on the north side of Kearney. Charger is a safe and effective formula that recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. Whenever that might have been. Maybe you were 12. Maybe you were 22. Maybe you were 30.
Well, everyone's different. That's a great point. But at all.
As shown by this show. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodbye to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat as you sleep. This is right up your alley, Daddy. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack today at Complete Nutrition here in Kearney. They are on the north side of town there in the Archway Plaza. Daddy, let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dan Beebe couldn't even keep order in a kindergarten class, let alone the big whatever conference. Sean and Kearney.
That seems to be the sentiment that, everybody's looking for somebody to blame. Was it Dan Beebe's fault? Was it Texas' fault? Was it Nebraska's fault? Everybody's got their opinion on that, but a lot of the blame is falling on Dan Beebe's shoulders, and I'm not sure he's ever been accountable for any of that blame. And I think some of it's very deserving for just coming to the party late, really.
All right, I want rapid fire. Here we go. This is for you. Because by the end of the week, we have to turn in our Big 12 Conference preseason poll. How we think the teams are going to finish in the North and South, preseason all-conference, and then offensive, defensive, newcomer of the year. Let's start in the North. Who wins it?
Nebraska.
Who's second?
Missouri.
Who's third?
Colorado.
Who's fourth?
Iowa State.
Who's fifth?
Kansas State.
And Kansas and Turner Gill sixth? Stand by it?
No. I forgot Kansas. You're going too fast. I want Kansas inserted after Colorado.
Okay, Daddy immediately says Nebraska, Missouri, Colorado, Kansas, Iowa State, K-State. Who's going to win the South?
Oklahoma.
Who's next?
Texas.
Then who?
A&M.
Then who?
Oklahoma State.
Then who?
Tech.
And Baylor. You just hate Baylor. You hate Robert Griffin.
Well, when you've won, what, three conference games?
So you stand by that?
Yeah.
Stand by that right now? Okay. I haven't got deep into what I think, but you got Nebraska and Oklahoma, which would be great. Everybody in Nebraska and Oklahoma, and I think outside of Texas, basically wants to see that for the final Big 12 championship game in Dallas, Oklahoma-Nebraska. That would be awesome. Our Big 12 preview, 12 teams in 12 days, gets underway later this week, starting on Thursday, and we will have a whole lot more for you. In fact, I think tomorrow we'll have a beat writer on to just kind of discuss the whole Big 12 to give you an opening preview tomorrow on the show, and then we'll go from there.
Maybe we should have for Tim Griffin. He'd be an excellent one to start with.
That's fine. That's your category.
All right.
Leave that up to you. I let you do whatever you want on this show.
Awesome. Well, it's just been so long since any talk was of... I mean, when's the last time on any talks where you've broken down somebody's backfield or you actually talked about the game of football? All this talk is centered around realignment, whether it's Big Ten, whether it's Big 12. Nobody's talked about this upcoming football season and something that people are getting anxious for and want to hear about and want to talk about. So why not do it? Well, let's do it. I can't wait. Got Tuesday Troutman's Trivia later coming up, too.
Yeah, but I dedicate this to John and Carney and all the Oakland Raider fans out there.
He's not a Raider anymore.
You know, did anybody even know that? I wasn't sure. I got called on the carpet for that yesterday, which is fine. Get off the codeine, Jamarcus! I was gonna clean my room. Unbelievable. Jamarcus Russell. I don't even understand how this. He got busted in a undercover sting for not having a prescription for codeine syrup. Is that right?
Well, they came to his house. I know that, and it was there. So apparently they knew that he had it.
That sounds like some of the law enforcement people I know. What? What?
That's what's going on.
What's Jamarcus getting all crazy on the codeine, just getting all whacked out and going around the neighborhood naked?
Well,
how do you have an undercover investigation? And that's what you come up with?
I'm telling you right now, if I would have thought his drug of choice, I would have thought he's probably hitting the cabbage because that boy likes to eat, from what I hear. Shows up for training camp 40, 50 pounds overweight. He loves the buffet line. I figure maybe just sitting back and rolling a fatty, rolling a lefty. That's what I thought about doing. I had no idea that codeine was his drug of choice. But apparently it is, and apparently he finds himself in hot syrup now.
I mean, that's just about as weird a story as I've heard in a while.
How about Chris Sims getting arrested and having a... Nobody's heard much about that now. I like how the story says they don't know if he has an attorney.
We didn't get to that Friday. All he was doing was smoking a cigarette.
Nice. In the NFL, he's smoking cigarettes. Not a lot of people in the NFL smoke cigarettes, Chris. Come on. One of those things. Started 16 games in his NFL career. That's where he ended up. But I like in the story how they say calls to his, what does it say that about his attorney? It's unknown if he has an attorney at this point. It's Chris Sims. He's got an attorney. You really need to write that? He's in the NFL. He's got an attorney. Anyway.
David Toms is with Tron from the British Open this morning to rest his ailing right shoulder. We already knew Anthony Kim was out, so that opens up spots for Ricky Barnes and Davis Love III to get into the field.
How is Davis Love not in the field?
I don't know.
And those are pretty big names not to get into the field, aren't they? By the way, the British Open coming up just 1 week away, the 15th through the 18th, St. Andrews.
Coverage here on ESPN Radio. Tiger Woods says he's flying home to Florida rather than heading to Scotland to prepare for the British Open. be with his kids.
Tiger's got to get it going.
Shot a 7 over 79 yesterday. Today, a 3 under 69 in an Irish charity golf tournament where it was windy and rainy today. Imagine that, over in Ireland. He said he needs to get home, see my kids, when asked why.
Well, I guess that probably should be his first priority at this point.
Plus, that way he doesn't have to hang around the British press for another week and a half. So there you go. That's the latest on the British Open. That's what's going on in golf. Cox Classic coming up at the end of the month, and we will be giving you chances to win tickets to the Cox Classic and prizes to the Cox Classic. So stay with us as far as that goes, as it comes up at the end of the month, starting July 29th, the week of the 26th. Is when all the festivities begin. Over the weekend while we were gone, O'Neill's John Hurley became a three-time Nebraska match play winner, tying two Hall of Fame golfers in Larry Sock and Nike Knox Jones for the most state match play titles. He defeated McCook's Brandon Crick 5-3 in the 36-hole final at the Omaha Country Club. And today, the women's state match play championship gets going. Last year it was at Kearney Country Club. This year it is at Firethorn in Lincoln. And Kayla Kanopic repeat as champion. J.C. Stevenson of Grand Island was the runner-up last year. They are going through qualifying this morning, and then the top 16 golfers will go out in first-round matches this afternoon.
Douglas, we got to take a break here, but when we come back, Tuesday Troutman's Trivia, I'm looking forward to it. College football fans, get ready.
You take your six-year-old to the playground. You watch her go down the slide, then run over to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for just a few seconds. You look back at the swings, and she's gone. Your heart drops into your stomach. You jump up, your eyes searching. You cry out her name.
Lily? Lily?
From the top of the slide, you hear a voice.
Mommy, watch me!
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
If you have clunker appliances, Garrett Appliances has cash for you during their Cash for Clunkers program. It's the Nebraska Appliance Rebate Program, where you can get $200 cash back for refrigerators, $150 cash back on dishwashers, and $100 to $200 cash back on washing machines. Then you can use that cash back on new and already discounted appliances by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Electrolux, and Frigidaire. See store for details. Hurry in. There are a very limited number of rebates available. Garrett Appliances, Kearney, Cozad, and Broken Bow.
If you're tired of World Cup commentary like this...
Aye, the haggis is in the fire for sure.
And hang on, we're about to get back to something more American.
Ball hit deep! That ball is bouncing way back! Young at the wall, looks up! You can put it on the board! Yes!
Like the Home Run Derby, Monday, July 12th. Part of All-Star Week on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Sky stays sunny to partly cloudy across the area today with a spotty chance of a storm late. Highs reach the upper 80s with southeast winds 5 to 10. There's a slight chance of storms tonight with lows near 65. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
I
smile through a standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and it is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible at 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776 is the phone number. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. The winner will get a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, where probably after the weekend you need to restock. So Troutman's is the place to be. And a great weekend it was. Enjoyed some great food, and Troutman's does it the best. Don't forget the Miss Basketball Tournament is coming to town this week. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the upcoming couple of days. A team from Colorado won the Mr. Basketball Tournament over the Grand Island Thunder this past weekend. Good championship game, 53-50. And now get ready for week two up at UNK and at the Kearney Catholic Cope Coliseum. Well, let's go to the phone lines for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Joe from Kearney.
Joe, how you doing today? Daddy has a question for you. I don't know. Maybe we should give Joe a choice. Baseball or college football, Joe?
College football.
Okay, Daddy, that's your question.
Joe, earlier we were talking about Nebraska and their matchup with Idaho. Who did Idaho face in an exciting bowl game last year?
Humanitarian Bowl, Daddy. They played in the Humanitarian Bowl.
I wasn't going to give him that.
Oh, well.
I just thought it was a hell of an exciting game. What, who did they play last year, I guess, in the Humanitarian Bowl?
Was it Utah?
It was not Utah. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. 888-455-ESPN. Let's stay with the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Lauren from St. Paul.
Hey, Lauren, what's going on? You want baseball from the home of Grover Cleveland Alexander days, or do you want college football?
Do I get the same question?
No.
College football?
No, you don't get the same question.
We'll go college.
Okay, another college football question, Daddy.
Fresno State played this team in a bowl game last year.
Oh, same thing. I don't. Let me guess.
It was
San Diego State.
No, it was not San Diego State. It was the first bowl game of the year, though. And Daddy has that's got an interesting twist. So there you go. Let's stay with the phone lines at 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Matt.
Matt, do you want college football or do you want baseball?
I'm going to go college football.
I hope they keep missing college football. Go, Daddy.
Oh, I just keep getting higher and higher in this conference. No.
You have no question.
Well,
okay.
I'm getting a bad look. I had a question. I didn't want to get a bad look.
Get out of the WAC conference for crying out loud. I thought you had a whole bunch over there. Come on. You're disappointing our listeners and the caller who wants to win $25 from Troutman's. Come on. Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'm efforting.
Okay, I got one for you. Here we go, Matt. This Big 12 conference school went 6-6 last year, but did not qualify for a bowl game.
Texas Tech.
Oh, incorrect. Thanks for trying, Matt. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with now?
Tim,
you want baseball or college football?
College football.
Tim, turn your radio down just a little bit for us.
Okay, what's your question? You got one, Daddy?
Yeah, I've got one. Okay. Actually, during the break, we were looking for what team we would preview first. Merritt happened to select the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Who did they face in their bowl game a year ago?
Great. I had the question before that figured out.
What bowl game was it, Daddy?
It was the Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
It was Cotton Bowl. It would have been somebody from the SEC. I want to say Arkansas.
Incorrect, but thanks for trying. It was not Arkansas. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Marty.
Marty, you want college football or you want baseball?
College football.
Okay, go, Daddy.
The last caller just guessed Texas Tech. Why not see if you know who they faced in a bowl game a year ago?
What was the name of the bowl?
It was the Alamo Bowl.
Who did Texas Tech play in the Alamo Bowl last year?
Over-under was 68, and they scored 72.
Fresno State.
That is incorrect, Marty.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines at 888-455-3776. Keep trying, folks. Who are we chatting with this time?
Bob and Kearney.
Bob, do you want baseball or college football?
I'll try baseball.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Darren Erstad, this is kind of a college football, but played football and baseball at Nebraska. He's coming back to Nebraska to be a volunteer assistant coach for the Huskers. He was the number one overall selection in the 1995 draft by which team?
The Angels.
See, it was an easy question. I just wait for somebody to take baseball, and Bob is the winner of a $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats, selected by the Angels, number one in 1995. See, you never know how we're going to disguise the questions. Bob, congratulations. Hold on to the line, and Merritt will get your information. We'll get that gift card out to you. Thanks for calling. Let's go back to the Dead Popper inbox, see? That's why I was chuckling the whole time. You kept throwing out. You going to give the answers?
Yeah, I can give the answers.
Give the answers. Fresno State played Wyoming.
Who was your 6-6 team?
That was K-State because they didn't play enough D1 opponents.
Oh, Texas Tech played Michigan State.
Oklahoma State played Mississippi in the Cotton Bowl.
State played Mississippi. Boise State, I was getting that
Idaho
one.
Played who?
Idaho played Boise State, 43-42. A lot of people remember that was a great game that came back. Or Bowling Green, 43-42.
Yeah, it wasn't Boise State.
Bowling Green, 43-42.
Let's see what Ken, Irish Ken, has to say. Boys, you wanted to hear comments on the weekend sporting event. Here goes, NBA free agency. World Cup. Wimbledon. I still say Miss Williams would look better in a football uniform. Tiger Woods. Finally, I hear George Brett sent Alex Gordon an email giving him some pointers on hitting. Alex didn't bother to reply. That's like the Pope telling St. Peter to take a hike. Irish Ken. Oh, boy. There you go. All right. Well, thanks, Ken, for that. And congratulations to Bob for winning Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today. We want to thank Steve Sponberg for joining us on the program today. Of course, he's the head coach at Kearney Runza. They won the Cornhusker League Championship just like the Kearney Juniors did last night. Tonight, it's the Cornhusker League All-Star Game. Tomorrow, we will be on the road. Same Thursday, same Friday. Tomorrow we will be at Bogarts in Kearney. We're on the road with the Tri-City Storm as they're getting 2010, their season kicked off, and we'll have a lot to talk about with all the folks. Greg Shea, players are in town. Come out and meet some of the members of this year's Storm. Tomorrow at Bogarts, Thursday at Computer Hardware, Friday we're at the Hilltop Mall. Don't forget to get signed up for the hot dog eating contest. Simply email us. We'd love to have you, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com.
By the way, Fresno State played Wyoming in the New Mexico Bowl. That was the answer to the other one. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.